Well, the aged care minister, Richard Colbeck, insists that there has been a clear plan since late January for the country's aged care homes. He rejects suggestions from counsel assisting the Royal Commission that his department is to blame for Australia having one of the worst death rates for aged care homes in the world. But evidence to the Royal Commission casts doubt on the minister's position, and so too does one industry expert who says the minister's department has been communicating poorly with the sector. Isabel Rowe reports.
Minister Richard Colbeck says his department has been preparing the aged care sector for this pandemic since January and has been distributing health advice from the country's top health advisory body, the Health Protection Principal Committee, since March.
In March, we launched the CDNA advice, CDNA being a subcommittee of HPPC, to the residential aged care sector. Now, that's a very comprehensive document that provides advice on a whole range of measures that residential aged care should put into place for managing a COVID-19 outbreak. That piece of advice was subsequently updated in April, and then most recently the latest iteration of that advice was on the 14th of July this year.
That advice contained guidelines on things such as infection control and what to do if a large proportion of staff at one home have to isolate. The Aged Care Royal Commission has heard an official advice bulletin was issued on the 19th of June, but then wasn't updated for 6 weeks, even as cases in aged care homes were increasing. Minister Colbeck maintains there have been many government health committees advising the sector.
There might be some formally published documents that are there, but there were certainly other pieces of advice that were available.
And he's been backed up by the Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, who says suggestions from the Royal Commission yesterday that the government was underprepared are wrong.
Further to that, there has been a plan specifically from our infection control expert group dealing with infection prevention and control of residential care facilities, another plan. We've had a whole plethora of other documents which I won't go into.
But aged care sector professor Joseph Ibrahim isn't convinced.
It depends what you mean by advice and whether you're talking about practical advice, advice that you could implement and support to do that. I don't believe that's the case.
Professor Ibrahim is the head of Health Law and Ageing Research Unit at Melbourne's Monash University. He says evidence heard in the Royal Commission suggests at least one piece of government advice to aged care homes was in a lengthy document posted on a government website, which was linked to at the bottom of an email from the aged care minister in July.
Communication is not a directive hidden in the depths of an email in a long document. Communication is a two-way process. You provide a person with information, you check that they receive it and understand the objective of that information. I'd simply ask the minister to go talk to the families at St Basil's and see whether they believe there's been sufficient communication.
The minister says that all the time he's been acting on the health advice. And for example, masks weren't made mandatory until July in aged care homes. But he says that that's only when it was recommended to them by the HPPC. Does that sound right, that maybe it's the health advice that's been slow?
Well, I think what's been slow is the minister and the department did not configure an advisory group that contained the right people with the knowledge to assist with managing aged care. To now claim that he was reacting to advice given by doctors that mostly only work in acute hospitals or public health specialists is misleading. The fundamental problem is that the minister did not establish nor seek advice from doctors, nurses and managers that are actually working in aged care.
Minister Colbeck admits there was a communication failure at St Basil's aged care home in Melbourne, which took 4 days to tell the federal government that a resident had tested positive.
The Quality and Safety Commissioner was undertaking some regulatory action, a survey of preparedness across the aged care sector in Victoria between the 9th and the 14th of July, and they happened to call St Basil's on that day, and one of the questions was, do you have an outbreak? And St Basil's answered in the affirmative to that question.
But he says that problem has been fixed and won't happen again. The Victorian coroner is investigating 5 of the deaths at St Basil's.
Isabel Rowe with that report.